This is Modern Mavericks, a podcast and newsletter for those of us who want more than just a job. I'm your host and career coach, Janelle Ibrahami. Whether you're a corporate go-getter, an entrepreneurial spirit, or a powerful blend of both, you're in the right place. I'm sharing actionable advice on how to take your career power back and build something you're proud of. Together, we'll help you create a career that's meaningful and meant for you, because you're a maverick. Let's get started. Oh man, 2024. Kicking it off with what is most definitely the most requested issue, episode, just like download that I have received in the past almost 7 months. It is what it's really like going back to corporate after being a solo entrepreneur. What is it like to build your own business, build a six-figure business, and decide, you know what, I'm going to go back and get a corporate job? Well, today, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is like and specifically answer some of the most frequently asked questions that you ask me in the DMs and the emails as a response to some of the other issues of Modern Mavericks that you've read or listened to so far. And so those FAQs are basically what a day and a week of my life looks like. How tactically have I organized my calendar and my schedule to make this balance actually happen and do all the things? What does my business model look like now? Because what I do now as an entrepreneur in my own business, it looks quite different than what I was doing for the past 2.5-3 years. We're also going to get into the honest highs and lows of being a multi-hyphenate, the honest hard parts and the honest amazing parts of what it's like to balance a corporate job and still want to build your own business. I get this next question quite a few times, quite a bit, and it's, did I ever feel like a failure? Do I ever feel like a failure? I'm going to give you my honest answer there. And I'm going to tell you, kind of like expose my honest personal career and life goals for 2024. So where I see this whole thing going, you know, if we play some Taylor Swift mastermind in the background, how would I mastermind this year if I could wave a magic wand? So that is all what is to come in this episode, in this issue of Modern Mavericks. You're listening to the podcast version. There is a free newsletter version with behind the scenes photos, helpful visuals, helpful links to resources to help you create a meaningful multi-hyphenate career. So if you're not already subscribed to the free newsletter, you can do so in the show notes. You can't read it if you're not subscribed, but it is completely free. So go ahead and do that now. So as you read or heard last week, I really leaned into my, what I think of as my personal brand of just doing this whole work thing differently, getting a little creative and curious about what my career can look like when I decided to jump back into the corporate world after being a solo entrepreneur for the past few years. And when I tell you, I receive upwards of a dozen messages within the past months that I've made this transition, it's not an exaggeration. There's way more. And what that tells me, that's not to toot my own horn, but what it tells me is something really interesting. And that there are a lot of us out there questioning the assumption that we've probably grown up with, questioning the assumption that you're either a corporate go-getter or you're an entrepreneur. And there's no wiggle room to create your own hybrid of the two. And it tells me that there are a lot of us out there who are like not satisfied with that status quo, who are not satisfied and think, no, like there is a way for me to do a blend of both. There is a way for me to get what I need from a corporate career and at the same time flex my entrepreneurial muscle and create something of my own. Okay, so I am here to tell you in this edition of Modern Mavericks that is absolutely true. If you're feeling that, if you have that gut feeling, if you do feel that little like spark or desire, that's true. Listen to it. You can do both. And there are some things that you should know about what it's really like to be a little bit more prepared. So after 7 months of doing this whole multi-hyphenate career thing, I can confidently say that I am still an entrepreneur you can be an entrepreneur even with a 9-to-5 job. I want to say that for you again so you believe it. You can be an entrepreneur even with a 9-to-5 job. It's about your entrepreneurial spirit and what you choose to create as your own. You have permission to start calling yourself an entrepreneur right now, right this second, if that's the spark that's within you, okay? Okay, now the things that you should consider if you're looking to make a similar transition. The first thing, what a day and a week in my life looks like. So I have gotten a lot better about sticking to a schedule that supports both parts of my career. But here is the most important reminder for any self-employed person thinking about re-entering the 9-to-5. Okay, here it is. Your work split cannot be 50-50. Your work split just can't be 50-50. When you agree to a corporate job again, you are most likely agreeing to a 40-hour work week for someone else, right? Again, this depends on the type of job that you take. Yes, you can always find part-time gigs or a different way to what's called work for wages that aren't self-employment. But I, for one, am not about to work two different 40-hour work weeks within the same 7 days, trying to make my entrepreneurial business equal to my corporate job. That would honestly just go against the entire reason I made this pivot in the first place, which was more balance. So I candidly work less on my business than I did before. I have less time and energy to give to my business than I did when it was my full-time thing. Like, it sounds obvious, but I think that is kind of like a huge mental block that a lot of us who have run our own businesses want to pretend isn't real. We want to pretend that, oh no, I can do both of them in equal measure. This isn't going to change anything. I'll just like have a full-time paycheck and benefits and health insurance. No, my friend, I'm sorry. As much as I wish that were true, you are trading your time. You're trading a lot of time that you could have been spending on your business to work for someone else. And so your split cannot be 50-50, okay? So even though I work less on my business than I did before, I have less time to dedicate it to, I honestly feel very at peace with that. It feels at this point more appropriate to call my business a side hustle, and I am okay with that. So more tactically, here's what a work week day looks like for me at a glance. I have committed to being a morning workout girly and like having this morning routine on lock because I know I just cannot get my booty to the gym when it's dark, when it's cold, when I've already worked a full day. So I work out from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. I come home to make breakfast, I shower, and I quote unquote get ready for my remote job. Okay. I'm in my comfies, but I'm not in my PJs. I get to my little corner of my home office, which, you know, definitely needs a revamp. It definitely leaves a lot to be desired in terms of aesthetics and ergonomic setup. But, you know, spoiler alert, we are getting there. We are making some improvements. Okay, but I log into my corporate job, which is fully remote, from 10 to 6, 10-ish to 6-ish, right? Like, you never know how long a corporate workday is actually going to go. You might be looped into things that come up during the day. Maybe you have an early meeting. But in general, my corporate work hours are 10 to 6. I do get onto my LinkedIn, my personal LinkedIn, around lunchtime, around noon, and I post something to LinkedIn. That is important to me. That's how I stay consistent with my personal brand. LinkedIn is my absolute favorite place right now to be creating content. It just feels really free and fresh and more like very suited to my personality. So I get onto LinkedIn around lunchtime, around 12 p.m. And then the rest of the day is my corporate job. So that means the evenings after closing my work laptop are reserved for building my business. And if we get even more tactical, from there, I know that Modern Mavericks, the newsletter and the podcast, comes out on Fridays. So I usually spend a lot of time on Thursday evenings, like I'm doing right now, Janelle from the past, wrapping it up, making sure it's set to go out, and doing all like the admin things. I chose to have this like block of long form content come out on Fridays because it gives me the mentality of having the whole week ahead of it to plan the big topic, to plan what is the thing we're diving into this week, to think about the personal stories that will help it come to life, to search some helpful visuals or links and things to include. Like, I have this whole week to put together this bigger project that I know is coming out on Fridays. And so then I have some time in between to tackle the admin things. And then other evenings of the week that aren't spent kind of like putting the newsletter polished up together are on other business building tasks. So that sounds like, or looks like, creating content. And I know it sounds kind of weird to think, okay, creating content is business work, but it is. I feel like I don't need to tell you that. Like, content is a business. So filming short form videos for TikTok, whether that's like creating them in my drafts, fleshing out what I might want to say on the spot, but just having an idea of like, okay, these are the short form video ideas that I want to bring to life this week. It could be outlining future LinkedIn posts. Again, just the outline. I don't flesh out the entire thing, but just the bullet points, just the top level things. It could look like spending an evening coordinating a brand partnership or a speaking opportunity that is coming up and doing that over email. So I've got both of those things in flight this week, and evenings this week have looked like approving collateral and sending over interview Q&As that I'll be doing for a live interview, just kind of like the details that go into bringing a partnership to life and actually executing on the thing. Or then preparing for said partnership. Like, maybe it's creating a workshop that I've been contracted for. Maybe it is brainstorming ideas for a sponsored post. That's like the actual execution of the thing. So we've got the mornings for me. We've got a bulk of the workday, like the traditional workday, doing my traditional work. And then the evenings for Modern Mavericks. That feels like it's working for me right now. And I mean, to be honest, I am not diagnosed with any neurodivergence, but there's probably some neurospiciness going on up there. Having this very clear blocked outline is huge for my brain. It's huge to know that, like, there are dedicated blocks of the day for my different work personas, right? Like, different personas. Corporate Janelle comes out during this time. Maverick Janelle comes out during this time. It's so much easier, and it takes so much cognitive load off to know, like, these are the hours, these are the parameters, and I am going to get all the things on my checklist done, or I like know what I have to do during this time parameter. And then when I switch, I literally have a physical cue of closing my work laptop and opening up my personal laptop to then switch personas and know, okay, I only want to spend 90 minutes tonight working on this because I want to see a friend, or I want to meet up with someone, or Bachelor in Paradise is on and I don't want to be distracted. So let me make sure I can get as much as I can done during this whatever block of time that Maverick Janelle is on. Okay, that was a day and a week at a glance. And in that, I touched on what the next FAQ is, which is what my business model looks like now. So from the moment I concepted my own business as a career coach all the way through the beginning of this year, as you heard in the last episode, my business model was mostly live career coaching. Whether I did it in a group of career pivoters or whether I did it one-on-one with an individual, I sold live career coaching. That was done in the moment. That was the thing that I sold. But I learned through that experience that I don't particularly enjoy that as a long-term business model. I actually don't really enjoy selling something that then like still needs to be fulfilled later on a one-on-one coaching basis. Instead, I learned that I prefer to create something once and then have it available for someone to interact with, someone to consume or purchase whenever they need it. So for example, that's this podcast or newsletter. I write it and record it once, I publish it, I ship it out into the world, and then whenever you need it, whenever it hits your inbox, whenever you want to come back and re-listen to it or reread it for inspiration, it's there for you. Instead of you booking a one-on-one or like a package of one-on-one sessions, say four of them for a month, weekly sessions, 1 week a month. Yeah, that's how that works. And then having to show up for those sessions and like do the live coaching on a consistent basis. That works for me in like short spurts, but I was surprised to learn through experience that just doing that on an ongoing, never-ending basis was just kind of draining for me. So I actually prefer to create something once. And again, this is like a large, broad stroke generalization. But when it comes to the coaching, I just want to make it once, have it available for you to consume, binge, use whenever you need it, but not have to be live in person every time you need it, right? So this also works perfectly in creating or offering Pivot with Purpose, my career pivot course, as a course that you purchase and then have lifetime access to instead of it being a live group model. So while I still offer one-on-one career strategy and personal brand strategy coaching sessions, which you can check out in the newsletter links, I only do that one day a week, right? I only do it one day a week, whereas for the last 2.5-3 years, it was every single day of live coaching. So that's a much more sustainable energy commitment for me. And in turn, it's just a lot more fun and enjoyable for me to do. It feels refreshing when I get to have those live conversations instead of feeling like a monotonous thing or like something that I do every day and then just like drains my energy. I'm not as burnt out. Let's just put it that way. So while I took away most live coaching, I added in more public speaking. So that's a new element to my business model as it looks like now. So I was always a confident public speaker, but I needed to gain a lot of confidence in charging for my in-depth speaking sessions or a workshop or the things that I'm actually really great at. Like, it took me a while to really own the fact that public speaking and motivating, mobilizing, engaging a group of people is a skill that not everyone has. And that skill should be compensated. That skill deserves to be compensated. So while I always thought of public speaking as like, oh, this is this thing that I'm great at and I'll do it, you know, for free whenever, I still do it for free. But if I want this to be a bigger part of my career, it has to be part of my business. And if it's free, then it's not a business. It's a hobby, right? So I have gained a lot of confidence to start charging for my public speaking sessions, and it is quite literally paying off. So let's actually get a little bit more specific about the business offer suite as it stands right now. So if you want to think about all the different like prongs of my personal brand business, because remember, my business is built on my personal brand as a career expert, a career coach, someone who cares about being a multi-hyphenate. These are the offers within that suite of offers, okay? There's digital products, so that would be Pivot with Purpose when it's available again soon, and a new one that I'm actually going to create for side hustlers. There are one-on-one coaching calls. There is speaking and hosting, and if you're following me on Instagram, at Janelle Abrahami, I have probably already shared a new live event that's coming up that I'm actually hosting. And there's brand partnerships. So I actually want to double click into brand partnerships really quickly, because transparently, this is a new frontier for me, and it's a pretty big learning curve too. I did not start out in the like professional content creator world. I've never been an influencer. I have a very modest following on Instagram, and I've never really dipped my toe into the sponsored content world, but it's an attractive model if done intentionally, and there have been more and more opportunities coming my way to think about partnering on sponsored content. So I've taken a couple of brands up on their offers. I've thought about what it could look like. Is it really a partnership that's in integrity with what I want to do? And in full transparency, again, this is really trying to help you get a peek into what my experience has been like so that you can make the right decision for you. My brand partnerships up to this point have mostly been paid in free products. So it hasn't been like, for the most part, this is a generalization again, but for the most part, it hasn't been like, okay, here's the fee for the sponsored post, but like, hey, post about this and we'll give it to you for free. So that's been mostly the model. But a big goal of mine is to move away from the in-kind payment and toward actual payment bit by bit. And transparently, if we're in a manifesting mood, which we always are here in Modern Mavericks, the ultimate goal is to collaborate with long-term sponsors for the newsletter for the podcast. The newsletter is the main vehicle. So like a long-term sponsor who comes in and sponsors an issue every month for however long they want to do it. That's the ultimate goal there. But I shot my shot a couple of weeks ago on LinkedIn. I created a post with what I think is a pretty creative idea and didn't really have a brand in mind that could sponsor the idea, but someone in my network did have a brand in mind that they had worked with before, tagged the brand, and then the brand was like, hey, let's take this to the DMs and figure out a way to bring this to life together. So there's a really cool sponsored brand partnership coming down the pipe very soon because I just got vocal about it and I shot my shot on LinkedIn. Who would have thought? So that's all fun and cool to talk about, but what have been the highs and the lows of balancing corporate and entrepreneurship? What have been the highlights and what have been the really low points of making this decision and trying to have this more non-traditional career path? So the lows, I got into a couple of the worst days of the entire year last week. If you haven't listened or read to that or read that one, go ahead and click back into it in the show notes. But the biggest low in general of balancing corporate and entrepreneurship is all of the self-doubt I succumbed to last year or in the past couple of months. If I'm being completely transparent, I really just doubted at many, many times during the past year that I knew what to do. And I lost a lot of traction in creating content that I'm really excited about, in sending this newsletter and creating this podcast, because I was convinced that there was a better way, a right way, a more strategic way to create the things, to create the newsletter, to strategize, to put it together and send it and market it or the podcast or whatever. I cannot tell you. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm about to tell you. I bought courses, paid courses, free courses, you know, free webinars and masterminds on how to schedule months worth of LinkedIn posts in advance. I got all of the blueprints and all of the toolkits to like streamline your LinkedIn content and like batch create and have this like self-running operating system machine and never run out of ideas and blah, 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 blah. I spent hours choosing between the quote unquote right platform to host the newsletter on. Is it going to be Substack? Is it going to be ConvertKit? Is it going to be Beehive and whatever the heck else? Insert name of platform here. I probably considered it and ran like a pro con SWOT analysis. None of it made a difference. Everything that I went back and forth about, none of it made a difference. The courses that I paid money for, the toolkits, the blueprints, the operating systems, the idea generators, whatever it was, none of them made a difference. And me sitting here on January 4th, writing this newsletter and recording this podcast episode, I do the exact same thing to bring it to life as I did in 2020 when I first started it and had no idea that there were other gurus out there to tell me what to do. The process that I followed this week to bring Modern Mavericks to life is the exact same process I used when I was just quote unquote figuring it out. And you know what? There are 3 years in between that moment and this moment and dozens of just like, oh my gosh, I have to figure this out. There has to be a better way to do this. Like, what's the right way? Let me get strategic. But no, I'm back to what I was doing before. So let this just be a reminder that like the answer is within you. I talked about this last week, but yes, of course, there's always going to be some like hack or trick that may make a difference in terms of like growing quicker or getting more eyeballs on your video. But if you know there's a more enjoyable, just like natural way to build what you're building, I guarantee that is going to be the way that shows you the long-term sustainable success. Okay? There is no right strategy. There's only the strategy that you will stick to. Okay, and the other low point of this multi-hyphenate career of going back to corporate was the effing job search. Okay. It was the job search point blank. Last week, I told you about some of the worst moments of my 5-month job search, and there's just no sugarcoating it. Searching for a job right now just sucks. It just really sucks. It's a huge ego blow. If you let it really discourage you, if you let it make it mean something about who you are, it will. But if you detach the job search in probably the worst job searching economy we've experienced in our lives, if you detach that from your worth as a human being, it will be much smoother. It will be a tough process. Yes, that's what Pivot with Purpose is for, to help make it easier and more intentional. But it's not you. If you're struggling through a job search, it's most likely not you. It is our environment, okay? The high points of doing this thing, of making this decision, of coming back to corporate, have been, first and foremost, the fact that I've met so many other mavericks, so many other people who are craving this kind of variety and balance in their careers and who are making it happen. Once I shared publicly my decision to make yet another career pivot and pursue a different model of working, of combining these two things, I actually heard from tons of people that I haven't heard from in a while. People came out of the woodwork who all either did the same thing, had already made this decision and thought or said, great, like you won't regret it, do you? Or they were people who were strongly considering doing the same thing and wanted to learn more, wanted to hear my reasons why, wanted to come along for the journey because it was something that was already on their mind. So that's been a huge high, is kind of just validating, again, like I said at the top of this episode, that we're all questioning this assumption of what we have been told different career paths need to look like, and we want to do something a little bit differently. And the other biggest high point of going back to corporate is the breathing room to do things my way. I mentioned earlier, I think about, you know, the last 3 years or 2020 to 2023 as my first iteration of entrepreneurship. And in my first iteration of entrepreneurship, I held on too tightly to the right way or the most strategic way to build something. But now that, transparently, my livelihood is not attached to decisions that would favor quick growth, I can do things that might not seem strategic, but make sense to me. For like, this is a perfect example, the podcast that you're listening to right now, I decided to make Modern Mavericks both a newsletter and a podcast. Would it make more sense and probably make it easier for me to grow if it were one or the other? Yeah, sure, maybe. If it were just a newsletter and I didn't spend time recording the podcast version, maybe it would. If it were just a podcast and I didn't spend time writing the newsletter, maybe I could grow faster. It definitely would make it easier for me to describe what I do. I definitely stumble on my words right now and think like, oh, what is the content? What is the thing that I create? Is it a newsletter? Is it a podcast? Well, it's both. And it would be easier to say, oh, I'm a podcast host or I'm a newsletter creator, but I'm both. And so, but the thing is, I want it to be both. I enjoy doing both. I want this thing to come to life for you on your computer screen, on your phone screen when you read it. And I want it to come to life for you if you're the type of person who wants to listen to me while you're doing the dishes, while you're cooking, on your commute to wherever you're going. Like, I want to be able to be accessible to anyone who needs this and not only be a newsletter or only a podcast. And so it is both. Robe, kimono, there you go. If you get that reference, you can DM me and I will love you forever. Another super spicy FAQ that I get about going back to corporate is, did I ever feel like a failure? Do I ever feel like a failure? And the honest answer, of course, is yes and no. So when I first made this decision in January of 2023, and I set my pivot into motion a couple weeks later, to be totally honest, yeah, I definitely cared about what this move was going to look like to other people. I was afraid of how it would look. I was afraid of being seen as a failure by other people because I made an informed decision and reprioritized my goals. because I knew that on the outside, it looked like I was moving backwards, right? I was really afraid of that perception of moving backwards. But the reason I didn't feel like a failure, so like the counterpart to that, is because I know why I made this decision. And I'm really happy that I had the courage to make a change instead of just sticking it out in a situation that drained me. And honestly, that should sound really familiar to those of you who have considered making corporate career pivots and making job pivots within the 9-to-5 space. If you're sticking it out in a corporate job that you hate, you're only just draining yourself. It doesn't make you a martyr. It just makes you resentful. And I could see that in my future if I stuck it out in my business model as it was. So we all are probably going to pursue entrepreneurship if we choose to pursue entrepreneurship for different reasons. It could be the time flexibility. It could be all the different ways to express yourself. It could be putting your name on something or solving a problem in your unique way. And for me, choosing entrepreneurship is about building something that really fuels my passion, building something that lets me express my strengths in a way that makes me happy. And the business that I had for the last 3 years wasn't facilitating that, but it can now. It can now that I have the breathing room to let it do so. So with that, I'll answer the last burning question of what it's like to go back to corporate. And that is getting a little real and exposing again my 2024 goals for career and life. So I love the concept of creating a word of the year, an intention of the year, just kind of like a theme or a buzzword. And I have two for this year as it pertains to my career and my business, and that's consistency and intuition. Consistency and intuition are the name of the game this year. Showing up consistently, recognizing that great things aren't necessarily built in 365 days, or if we're thinking about this year, 366, because it is a leap year. And remembering that consistency does not have to mean following rigid rules or someone else's guidelines, right? Consistency is about how I keep showing up as myself and not checking a box on a checklist that someone else has created for me. And funnily enough, consistency was my word of the year in 2021. And 2021 was the first full calendar year of entrepreneurship. That year, I was so consistent with my personal brand and with continuing to learn about being a business builder that I was able to quit my corporate job and make a full-time income on my own. So yes, the things that I want to be consistent about this year are different than they were in 2021, but that's when I really saw how powerful the compound effect is. Building something that you're proud of, brick by brick by brick. If we want to get super specific about my actual goals, here they are. I am not holding anything back. First and foremost is high performance at my day job, right? Like, I want to make sure that I am doing work that I'm proud of for the job that I'm being paid to do. So that's at the top of the list. Next is offering PWP, Pivot with Purpose, my on-demand career pivot course, again, on an on-demand basis for the most accessible price point it's ever been at. Like, honestly, this is highway robbery, what I'm about to make available for you. Also on the list is more paid speaking and working with dream brands. I'm really, really serious about this branch of my business model. Like, I know that that's really what I love to do, like bringing together an experience in partnership with a brand that makes sense for the type of modern mavericks that we are, for the brands that make our career dreams, our business dreams possible. I want to create really awesome opportunities with them to bring you amazing, valuable content and experiences. Another obviously big thing on my goals list is getting Modern Mavericks out to you every single week. It is a newsletter. Again, I'm going to plug this every single time. Subscribe for free in the show notes for behind the scenes photos, helpful links and resources, and as a podcast. Because like I said, I want it to be both. Things can be both. And my goal for Modern Mavericks is actually shifting the tone, shifting the focus to be even more personal, to be even more kind of like diaristic, peek into my journal, behind the scenes of creating a meaningful career in whatever way, shape, or form makes sense for you. So a lot of the content that I created for the newsletter and the podcast in the past is amazing, valuable content. I still stand by it, but it's a lot of how-tos. It's a lot of the seven people that you need in your network and the red flags to look out for in a job interview. Like, I think those are very valuable things to someone going through that experience, going through that transition. But what I've heard from you and what I really feel in my gut is sharing the story as it unfolds for me, as someone who is leading by example, someone who is walking this walk, and sharing what you need to know about it along the way really resonates with you, really fuels my fire, and I want to keep doing more of that. So that's what you can come to expect from Modern Mavericks. And a really fun project to check off the goals list this year would be to overhaul my personal website, JanelleIbrahimi.com, to really reflect the evolution of my business. Right now, the business or the website reflects the business as it was. It reflects what I was doing for the past 3 years. And it doesn't really reflect where I'm going or it doesn't reflect the business that I just described to you. But that comes with a price. And I want to be really ready to make that investment and make it as perfect and true and coming to life as I imagine it in my head. So that would be great to cross off the list this year. It's okay if it doesn't happen this year. There are small mini edits that we can make along the way. What? Like, that list is hard? It's going to be a piece of cake, right? No, I kid. But we can do this. Everything that I just described is doable. I am doing it. Because I did it, that means you can do it. I am not special. I am literally just like you. And please use the fact that I am here telling you this story as evidence that you can live this story too, that you can write your own. Do not consume this newsletter, consume this podcast and think, oh, that's awesome, but like, she had something special going for her. I don't. I truly don't. I have all the things that you have available to you are the things that I have available to me. If I can make this work, you absolutely can make this work too. If you have any other questions about career pivots, going back to corporate, creating a multi-hyphenate career, anything, please shoot me a DM over on Instagram at Janelle Abrahami or LinkedIn. We are LinkedIn girlies from here on out. Like, I just freaking love being on LinkedIn. Janelle Abrahami over there. And until then, keep going. You've got this.